So Rodney, we've been talking about food all day. It's Eats and Beats Wednesday, and I'm getting hungry. We started with some food news, and then you and I talked about our regular haunts here in town. Now I've got the 30 best openings in 2015.
Let's talk about that.
I'm going to hit a few of them. This from DenverEater.com, and Andra Zeppelin put this together for us. I will tweet this out so you can get the full list at the end of the segment. Black Eye Cap Hill is an ambitious new second iteration of a coffee shop in Lohi. It's got a stunning space, according to this reviewer. That's at 800 Sherman Street.
What else do you have, Brett?
Sushi Rama is a conveyor belt sushi restaurant, which I have yet to find in Denver.
Is there such a thing as a conveyor belt sushi operation?
It will blow your mind. It's in Rhino, and it's owned
by Chef. Have you ever been to one before?
I have, in California. Mm-hmm. You sit there, and you just look at it, and you grab it, and you eat yourself silly.
How do they itemize what you're taking?
The color of the plates tell you what price it is.
Ah.
At least that's how it usually goes, but you'll have to go find out at 2615 Larimer Street. That is Sushi Rama. Now, let's see. The Desmond Bar and Grill was mentioned by somebody earlier who tweeted us their favorite at KUVO Jazz 89. That's at 2230 Oneida Street, and that made the list, so check that out. Onefold is a breakfast and lunch Chinese-Filipino-inspired restaurant with dishes of something like congee and bacon-fried rice.
I wonder if it's a Filipino-inspired. I wonder if they have lumpia there.
They might. It's over at 1429 East 18th Avenue.
My days in the Philippines, that would be my first choice. It's sort of like an egg roll with this delicious ingredients done Filipino style.
Better head over and find out.
I'm getting more and more hungry talking about this food,
Good
Brett Starr.
We're almost done. Ophelia's Electric Soapbox is a music venue and restaurant and bar. Justin Cucci put together what this reviewer calls one sexy beast at 1215 20th Street.
How about a few more? Give us a few more, if you could.
Yeah, absolutely. A Rebel Restaurant is a former dive bar over at 3763 Wincoop that's got this weird new American stuff.
Let's stop right here. How do you make the elevation from dive bar to restaurant?
I guess you're going to have to go over and see how they're doing at
this
place.
Brought a cleaning crew in there and got everything.
Yeah, but you might still have the same old weird things hanging around.
You know?
Give you that charm.
That's what makes dive bars such a charm.
That's right. They're real. The Ototo Den is something that has been brought together by the brainchild of the Sushi Den and Izakaya Den owners. Of course, some of the best sushi in town. 1501 South Pearl is their new spot there. And coming in at number one, a place called Hop Alley. Just a couple weeks old. It's modern Chinese. And they say, whatever you do, don't miss the steamed eggplant, which is, you're talking my language.
Well, you know, I love eggplant in any iteration, you know. It's just, eggplant is the best.
It's pretty much meat to me.
Yes, well to you it's
to
meat.
To me, it qualifies.
To me, it's eggplant, Brett.
And that's at 3500 Larimer Street. So this will be tweeting out from DenverEatery.com, Andra Zeppelin's Denver's 30 Most Significant Restaurant Openings of 2015.